January 10th, 2011, I was blessed and privileged to be on Live at 9, a local radio program with Pat and Darwin. And so I asked them permission to record the interview, or actually afterwards I asked if I could play it because I recorded it, and they said sure. So here's that radio interview all about the MW Orbit Project. I hope you enjoy it. And a special thanks again to KXRO, Pat and Darwin, for interviewing. It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed my time, guys. Thanks. And here's the interview. Oh, and a special thanks to my friend Jeff Jobe from Canada for recording the interview for me.
KXRO Live at 9, your talk show for the latest local news, politics, and entertainment on KXRO News Radio.
And good morning, KXRO Live at 9. Pat Anderson along with Darwin Sheroff. Those sweet sounds you hear are me back from 2 weeks of vacation in the exotic locale of Central Park.
Palm trees and all.
Oh, it's beautiful this time of year. It is, actually.
Well, it is really nice.
Nice and very, very thick with trees, forest. Yeah. This is really my first day back in 2011. Yeah.
That's, yeah, this is actually,
this is it.
This was my first day back on KXRO in 3 weeks as
well. Oh, really?
All
right, well, good for you. Well, we're twinsies, you and me.
We are.
And welcome to the show. Here's what we have on tap. Later in the show, we are going to be joined by Ted Beener from the National Weather Service. I'm going to be sticking it to him on this weather, which is supposed to be mostly sunny skies. We'll talk to him. If you can't talk to Mother Nature, you talk to Ted.
Exactly.
He's got all the info. Chuck Wallace with the Grace Harbor Emergency Management. He's his deputy director. His Eagles stunk it up yesterday.
Yeah.
So, but that's not what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, of course, how to get prepared for, you know, all the snow we're supposed to get. But our first guest, first half hour, Rick Moyer, man, musician, local boy, sci-fi enthusiast.
Geek. It's okay. I like the word geek.
All around great guy. Rick, how are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on the show today. A lot of fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's always fun to have Rick. Rick is an, I say, old, I'll say old radio guy.
I'm getting up there now.
From,
it's okay.
From back there, the old KGHO days.
Yeah, well, you know, I used to work here.
You did not work here.
I did work here. I worked on KXRO.
Who fired you?
Hey, can I talk about the competition?
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, Reese was my boss, and I worked with a bunch of people over here. They were so mean to me, though.
Oh, yeah.
They would light my news copy on fire.
Yeah.
And well, then and they had, like, I won't even tell you some of the things.
Sure.
It
well,
was bad.
You know, that's the PG-13 stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of fun. Oh, boy, yeah. I'll tell you, radio was the most. That was the best career I ever had.
So when did you work at KXRO?
Gosh. Well, let me see. It was right about the time I got married. So 1986,
okay.
Around there, 85.
Yeah, you predated me by about 4 years.
Back in the 80s.
80s, yes.
Hey, KDUX.
Nice.
Yeah, rocking the coast. Yeah, I remember those days. They were a lot of fun.
So, Rick, you've done so many things in your short
life
on this planet. You've been a pastor.
I have.
Youth pastor.
I have, for years and years.
Yeah. A minister.
Yeah.
A musician, of course. You've always done music, haven't you?
I've done music ever. Well, I was the drum major of the Hoquiam High School band back in the day. I know, I don't look like it, but I was.
Did you do any fun moves?
I did lots. Yeah. I got awards and trophies and had a great time with the band. They were great.
You are going to need to YouTube some of that stuff so we can all see it.
Yeah, well, I've got a few pictures on Facebook if anybody
do
wants
really?
To see
all right,
them.
Well, oh, yes. I'm going to go look. We're going to see. But you have most recently, you've had several musical projects. The mm-hmm. one recently is called Stargazer. We brought mm-hmm. you in for that. We talked about that. And it was music set to...
Watch the stars.
Stars.
Yeah, basically put it on your iPod or your CD player, which most people have iPods nowadays. Yeah. But and you look up at the sky, and instead of sitting there, you know, hearing the neighbor's dog bark and your kids fussing inside the house, you just turn off all the lights, look up at the sky, and get lost in the music. It was a lot of fun and a good project.
I might add, I'm pretty sure Rick's drug free.
I don't know, man. It's pretty spacey.
You must be a fan of, you know, the stars and astrological
ever things. Since I was a little kid. We lived at way out the East Hoquiam Road, yeah. Rode the school bus to Hoquiam High School, you know, a lot of fun. But ever since I was a little kid, I lived out in the country where when it gets dark at night, it really gets dark at night.
Sure.
And I know, not very often in Grace Harbor, I would gaze up at the sky, and instead of seeing clouds, I would see stars. I spent hours doing that. I loved it. I was just fascinated by it. Mm. And then, of course, it doesn't help. You know, it doesn't hurt to be a sci-fi fan.
Sure. Well, we're going to get to that whole sci-fi thing.
Yeah. I got my geek card with me today.
What came first?
The chicken or the egg? That's a philosophical and spiritual conversation for a later
time. In your case, yeah. The sci-fi geekiness or music?
Boy, that's a good question. I don't know. I've always loved music. I would play the stand-up piano at our house for hours, much to my mom's chagrin. She would just she was nice to me. Let's just put it that way, because I banged on that. And I guess when I heard like AC/DC and Heart stuff my brother was playing, I said, oh my gosh, this is cool, and I wanted to be a rock star.
So music
came first.
Yeah. Then, of course, the late 70s came. But you say you are more of a Star Trek enthusiast.
Than Star Wars. Yeah. We do a podcast, my wife and I, and our latest podcast is called Why We Love Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But in the podcast, I reveal something quite controversial to
shocking.
The geek people. Yeah, no. I tell people Star Wars versus Star Trek, what's best?
Yeah.
Or what do you like the best? And I always say I love Star Trek the best. And here's the reason why.
Okay.
Everybody hold on to your horses.
All right.
Because Star Wars only has 6 movies and then the Clone Wars that they just put on the cartoon channel.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it's cool and everything. But Star Trek had how many franchises? Oh my gosh. The old one, you got Next Generation, you got Voyager, you got Deep Space Nine, you got Enterprise. Come on, let's just get geeky. It has way more hours of entertainment. So Star Trek wins, and it's more intelligent than Star Wars.
I thought you were going to say the thing that swung you to Star Trek was William Shatner. I mean.
Oh, no.
No?
You know,
no?
The Shat, he's pretty funny. I've read his autobiographies and all that jazz, you know, and yeah.
You know what? He might have an ego, that William Shatner. He might have a chip.
I'm not sure he does.
So now, ladies and gents, we know where
my
the sci-fi enthusiast in you came from.
Yes.
Right. So what you've recently created is this latest musical project that we're getting to here. It's called MW Orbit.
It is.
Now, what is this?
Well, I've been doing a bunch of work with a guy from Australia named Stefan Sonnock, who does The Martians Are Here. Mm-hmm. And he's a writer and a producer and everything. And he hired me to do the background music and the narrating of his script. Okay? Well, check this out. With MW Orbit, I had this idea of taking not just the instrumental music that I'd done in Stargazer, but producing an entire story and filling the entire disc, an hour and 18 minutes, with a story about this little guy named MW Orbit, which is a little probe that has been, of course, it's all made up. I just want everybody to know that.
Yeah.
But anyway, this little probe that goes out and is launched into the Milky Way galaxy to look for life in the heavens.
It's kind of like WALL-E.
A little bit like WALL-E, but not quite.
Okay. You're not ripping off Pixar, are you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Anything I can do. No, I'm not. But anyway, so you hear not only music with this whole project, but you also hear actors that do lines and different things, and you watch this progression of this little guy that gets launched out, and he's an artificially intelligent probe, so he has to make his own decisions. He goes through a little crisis in the middle of his journey, and then the end has a big twist to it. And it's all done with music and cool stuff.
What types of instruments?
Gosh, well, one of my biggest influences as a kid was Pink Floyd. Mm-hmm. And yes, I was drug free when I listened to it.
Yeah.
Just want you to know. Back then, I sure was.
Uh-huh. Sure, yeah.
But anyway, I loved how they integrated sound effects and different things with it.
Essentially, pioneers of the concept album.
Absolutely, yeah. Alan Parsons Project, ELO, any of those kind of bands. I just ate them up. Yeah. And so when I went to go create some, I thought, you know, there's other people out there that love this kind of thing. And so I took my love for rock and roll. I love hard stuff, but I also like mellow stuff. I play piano, I play guitar, all this stuff. So I mix those all together so you have various moods that go along with the album.
This is Rick Moyer from MW Orbit, and it's Think Like a Vulcan.
Oh.
Like a Vulcan right now. I don't know how a Vulcan thinks, though.
They very logically.
Oh, very logically.
Very logically.
Black and white.
Absolutely.
Gotta make sense.
No emotion.
That is a parody song that Rick has done. He's done many parodies.
Lots and lots.
And dozens, mm-hmm. maybe even hundreds.
And they go out over a podcast over that goes all over the world with a friend of mine named Rick Dosty mm-hmm. that does a thing called Treks in Sci-Fi. And he reviews Star Trek episodes, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings. Like I did a hilarious parody of Lord of the Rings. Instead of John Mellencamp's Jack and Diane, I did Frodo and Sam. And that everybody loved that one. There was tons of downloads on that one. But I submit it to him, and then he puts it on the podcast, and it goes all over the world. A lot of fun.
This is from mworbits.com, Rick's website, which is dedicated to this.
The whole
project.
Album. Yeah. It's a short story as well. They can read the blog, and it has a whole lot more details than the CD because, well, you can't cram hours and hours onto one CD, so.
Yeah. Check out a little of this from MW Orbits from Rick Moyer. Rick, I sense maybe a little Trans-Siberian Orchestra
Absolutely.
Here as well. So.
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
If I didn't have a broken leg, I'd probably be dancing right now.
Yeah, but is it really broken?
Yeah, it's broken.
I'm getting video of this. YouTube, here we come.
Yeah, exactly. Rick Moyer is our guest, and we're talking about Rick's latest project. It's called MW Orbits, mm-hmm. and it is available for you to listen to parts of it anyway.
Yep.
Online at mw-orbit.com. Where you can check that out. There's 13 songs on this. So when somebody listens to this, when I listen to music and new stuff, I got to be in the right frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
What are people thinking about when this they need to listen to this?
Boy, this is one where you just kind of like if you have a commute or you're going to be just relaxing for the evening, kicking back a little bit. It's a story, so it's really it progresses. So I don't know. You kind of just have to be in the mood of just kind of checking out for a while.
Checking
and just
out.
Enjoying it.
Yeah.
As my kids would say, chillaxin.
Chillaxin.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, you know, you're combining two sweet words there, the
yeah.
chill and the relax.
Yeah, that works.
It means you know you mean business. So.
Yeah. The cool part is I've learned the process of now getting my music on iTunes, which is a lot of fun.
And it's on CD Baby as
yeah.
well, isn't it?
That's actually, you know, Melina Castle, a local artist mm-hmm. here. She put her CD out on CD Baby, and I kind of emailed her and said, how did you do that? She said, really easy, just go through this and whatever. So I got a hold of those folks, and they do all my distribution. It's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can find you many places.
Yes, you can.
All over the place.
So. Amazon and all over.
Okay, let's get back to the whole sci-fi thing.
All right, I like that.
Since this is, it's almost in line. It's very space age.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You're more of a Star Trek fan than a Star Wars fan. I know this is a big... To me, it seems like, Rick, this is an inner struggle you have within you.
Nah, not really.
Some people, good and evil. Not you. Star Wars or Star Trek?
I like both.
Okay.
I like both. But if I had my preference, if today they lined us all up and said, either Star Trek or Star Wars, live or die, Star Trek.
What era?
Oh, gosh, Next Generation. Absolutely love Captain Picard.
Oh, okay.
In fact, one of my favorite parody songs I ever did was to AC/DC's TNT. Mm-hmm. I did TNG for the Next Generation. And
wow.
Yeah, and that was my favorite. You know, one of the lines in it is, I think, Deanna to the left of me and Riker to my right. You know,
you have got to know your Star Trek characters.
Yeah. Well, I even put out a Christmas album called Merry Trekmas, full of Trekmas music, and people just love that album, just go crazy over it. Like John Luke, the bald head captain, instead of Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
I will
have yourself a hairy little creature like Tribbles, you know, little Tribbles.
If anyone ever gets on Jeopardy, you need to call this guy. I guess you've got a Star Trek.
Use your lifeline if you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Exactly.
Call me.
He will
I'll let you know how many pips were on the side of John Luke Picard's uniform.
The latest Star Trek movie, what was your feedback on that?
Oh, I waited. I bought my tickets to the IMAX theater in Olympia to see this baby. Took a bunch of my fellow geeky friends, met together, had dinner, and I watched it. And I'm telling you, I teared up
when the
Star Trek logo came onto the screen, man.
Wow.
It was a great movie. So happy that they did it. J.J. Abrams rocked the house. In fact, I even did a song about that. You know, is it the Ting Tings? Is that what they're called? Is that that Shut Up and Let Me Go or something like that? Well, I did the song Shut Up and Let's Just Go to the Star Trek movie, you know. Because there was this big controversy. People were like, you can't redo Star Trek. You can't redo Kirk and Spock and all. Well, yeah, you can if you're J.J. Abrams. You rock it.
You know, I never got into the Star Trek. I used to watch it, and I always thought it was kind of interesting. But I never got into the whole sci-fi thing.
Well, you don't live too far from me. I've got a whole library. I'll just help you out.
Yeah, okay. And then the Star Wars. I went and I saw the Star Wars movies, and it was like, oh, that's cool. But I never really got into them. But I said, you know what? I've heard good things about the Star Trek movie, and I saw it on DVD. So I saw it after the whole hoopla was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this is a really good movie.
It was really good. Very well done.
Not necessarily for the whole sci-fi outer space thing, but the storyline was fantastic.
Exactly, and I think that's the... You know, I think people can be all geeky and they look at the space aspect of science fiction and stuff like that. But really, honestly, it's just really good stories. And when you get into that, if you like a good story, if you can overlook all the other stuff and get down to that, there's some rich storylines there. And with a crew, of course, like Star Trek that's been around for 40 years, you do a movie with that and you can write some really cool stuff. And people really get into it even if they're not a geek.
Yeah. Were you disappointed that... what's his face? Was it in the movie? What's his name?
William Shatner.
William Shatner.
I don't know how they would have put him in. He would have had to have done like the intro or something. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't think he would have fit in it. But it was kind of sad not to see his mug on the screen. But
well,
that's okay.
At least he could have done like the please turn your cell phones off announcement.
Yeah, that would have been hilarious. That would have been great. No, he would have said turn off your communicators. That's what he would have said. They could have used him.
They
could have. Actually had, you know, a little trivia, they actually had some stuff written for him to be in it, but it would have been just throw it in there. It wouldn't have really worked with the movie, and so they just didn't.
Wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
What should we know about MW Orbit, Rick, your latest project?
If you want something that takes people on a journey, if you want kind of relive some of the progressive rock of the 80s and 90s, that's the album for you. It's a lot of fun. You can get it here locally at like Techline and Ocean Palace, and have it at Roosevelt's Music Center. It's just a really fun little journey, and it's cool because it's done locally. I mean, you can grab a hold of this thing and listen to somebody, you know. I mean, I remember being on the KDUX sampler with my band years ago.
Yes.
Been playing music here all my life. And it's just a lot of fun to support local musicians and work on that. I mean, I buy, if anybody comes out with a CD around here, I go buy it just because it's cool.
Yeah, that was Volume 1. That was 17 years ago.
Yes, it was.
That was Lookout. Weren't you in Lookout at
the... Well, I was... No, I was in a band called The Church at
That's
the time.
That's right, The Church. Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
And I think we did All But Mortal with Mike Perignon. Yeah. Don Stone from Rose of Ears.
Oh, yeah.
He played guitar on it. And Kenny Miller did the drums on it, and I sang and played bass. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Well, this is called the MW Orbit. Latest from Rick Moyer. You can check it out online, mw-orbit.com. You'll see Rick all over the place, around town and wherever. And online as well. Rick Moyer, we appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks so much. And Pat, you someday you will be a geek.
I can only hope.
KXRO News Radio, straight ahead, Ian with our news headlines. And MW Orbit from Rick Moyer will take us to the bottom of the hour.
KXRO News Radio, the harbor's choice for news, sports, and weather, starts now.
Well, there you go. That was my interview on Live at 9 with Pat and Darwin. Thanks again, guys. It was a great time. Listen, if you want to get a hold of the MW Orbit CD, you can go to Techline in Aberdeen, Ocean Palace, or Rose of Ears Music Center. Or, of course, you can always download it online by searching iTunes for MW Orbit Rick Moyer or Amazon Rhapsody. It's available at cdbaby.com as well. Thanks again, everybody. Hope you have a great day. Hope you enjoy the interview.